This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Indeed it was. Boston Celtics end the unbeaten streak to start the year for the Cleveland Cavaliers. What a game last night at TD Garden. It's Christian Arcan. It's Andy Hart's WEEI Afternoons. Before we get more into this, a lot of people on the text line, Hart, you didn't give any examples. Who are these players that ended up being bad GMs? There's so many examples. Wayne Gretzky, hey. Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas, Brett Hull, Magic Johnson, Derek Jeter. I mean, like, so mad. Jeter didn't take over the Yankees, but he was a great player who ended up.
Even care about that.
There's so many. I mean, there's just so many of them. Like, come on. Like, this is a very common thing that happens. There's a lot of good ones, too. There's been a lot of good GMs who were former players, like Elway and guys like that. Like, we mentioned. Yeah, well,
there's a few.
There's been some.
I would say it's multiples to one. 5 to 1. 5 failures to 1 success. Something like that.
Sure.
Elway
was doing them all in my head right now, but
Elway was a bit of a cheap one in my opinion.
Why is
that? Struggled. Ooh, Peyton Manning's a free agent. I'll sign Peyton Manning. They got good, and then it burned and crashed and burned after that.
Mm-hmm. That's like, true.
Because remember, he was drafting bad quarterbacks in the first round. He couldn't develop them. That whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure Elway's one of the good ones.
All right, fair.
There
enough.
Are a few good ones. More often than not, they fail, and I think some of it is knowledge, experience, working your way up, time commitment. Like, I think there's a lot of reasons, but don't tell me there aren't a ton of failures with very great to very good players failing in management roles.
And by the way, I don't think either one of us are calling Cam Neely or Don Sweeney a failure, right? They're not failures.
No.
They've been good. I mean, they've been a consistent playoff team that they've overseen here, right?
Are they winners or are they losers?
Now, that's a different question, but are they failures?
Okay, let's go down that road real quick before we get to the Celtics.
Sure.
Cam Neely, winner?
No.
Don Sweeney, winner?
Nope.
Okay, so they're kind of failures.
But they didn't fail. Like, failing.
You don't win, you failed.
But if you're
second
a playoff
place,
team every
loser,
year.
Whatever.
Okay, but teams that suck and then, right? But no, that's not true, though. If a team's really bad every year, right, there's a reason why they've kept their job. Like, if a team sucks every year, then the guy gets fired. They've put together playoff caliber teams, which is better than you can say for a lot of teams in the NHL and a lot of GMs.
But it's good enough? Did they maximize?
I didn't say that. I just said they're not failures. Failures are teams or GMs that can't do that. I mean, I think that's what I consider failures.
This is
like
very
Jordan
honest of you.
And Isaiah Thomas and these other ones, the ones I just rattled off, those guys were failures. More so than Neely and Sweeney, I think. You don't think so?
I'm just like,
you put them all together. Huh?
Using your logic, if you're not a winner, you're a loser. And therefore, if you're a loser, you're a failure.
I think
losers
aren't
failures.
Not
you
necessarily.
You are a complex individual.
Not necessarily.
There's a lot here. But
there's different.
The
there's different levels of loser. All right, that's basically it. There's me down here, and then there's Isaiah Thomas, and there's Michael Jordan, and everybody else. There's different tiers to loser.
As losers in business say, let's put a pin in this. We'll circle back around at some point.
All right, let's do it. The Celtics not losers last night
as
they beat the Cavaliers, shot the lights out, as you just heard right there, and still somehow, despite shooting 54%. From three, only won that game by 3 points, which goes to show just how much heart that Cavs team. That's a good team over there, and they play their ass off. Donovan Mitchell, that three that he hit, the one where he crossed over on Tatum and hit like a 35-footer at the end of the game, that was ridiculous.
He's pretty good now.
And he did not have a good night shooting either, by the way. He missed a ton of threes in that game, but he hit that one. And also, I thought Tatum was going to get a flagrant on that body check that he delivered. He turned into Grant Williams for a second.
It was very eerily similar.
Yeah.
Just like strange. It was a linebacker-type play or a safety play.
I thought he was Christian Barmore or something
out
there.
It was very strange, and I don't really understand. At first I thought, Mitchell was flopping, and then he actually had like
blood in his mouth. Yeah.
Okay, so he's not flopping.
And all the replays you showed it, I was like, ooh, no, he got him. Like,
oh, yeah?
That, yeah, he got him good. And listen,
well, I was being a homer at first.
At that point in the game, going for a steal like that, a cross-body steal, full speed into the guy, like, what are you doing?
You're
like,
not that quick.
That was crazy, yeah.
He's not, like, Tatum has a lot of strengths, but, like, pure quickness isn't one of them.
Mm-mm.
And you had to make that play without having happened what happened, you have to be, like, Tyreek Hill quick.
Yeah.
And you're not Tyreek Hill quick. And it was eerily similar to what Grant Williams did, but that's probably my lone criticism of Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum was tremendous.
And I am often hesitant to put him on the pedestal that most people put him on. This was a pedestal game.
Yeah.
This was a game he showed up, he showed out, shot the lights out from three early, was awesome, finished, took it to the rim as well, balanced his game out. That one where he came from sort of the right side and dunked.
Yeah.
Every once in a while he has those and I'm like, I want to see more of that. Do that more. Less of the step backs and side steps and all those threes. Take it to the rim and dunk on people. But I thought he and Al Horford, to me, if you were doing like hockey stars, players of the game or whatever, those are your two. Because Al Horford looked like he shaved about 10 years off his career.
He was great.
One of those possessions, he had back-to-back blocks on the same possession.
Yeah.
Block, offensive rebound,
like
block.
Chase down block.
Yes.
Too. Like not just protecting the rim, like recovering
also
and going back over.
Arm switch blocks. Oh, I'm going up
him
left.
Off the
I'll
backboard.
Come up with the right hand and block it that way. He was phenomenal. He scored, what was he, plus whatever,
plus 18.
Yeah, led the team. See, that's where numbers, I like when the numbers work with my eyeballs and
right.
my head. I watched the
game.
Because
Tatum was only plus two.
Right.
Right.
But you look and you say, Al had a great game. Al had a great game. He was significant. Niang, the whatever that, what was Drew Carter calling him? The something minivan, the Medford.
I was flipping back and forth, so I didn't
okay,
hear
so
this,
he's from around here. He has local ties. He was calling him like the Medford minivan or the Melrose minivan. He's a scrappy player.
Yeah.
He's a guy you don't want to see too much of, honestly. If you're a good team with star players, he's a guy that could annoy the hell out of you.
Because
he
you could tell he was annoying Tatum.
The charge he took, and he did the whole while he was sitting his ass on the court in the key there, he was annoying. If I see a
in that game where that one play where he flew across the court
absolutely.
And Tatum was like, get the bleep out of here, that was
people
great.
Have made of that, where he's like going across the city of Boston and like all these other pictures. But he's
no,
a guy, I enjoyed watching him play last night. Give me a 7-game series, Cavs Celtics by game two, I will be swearing at him. I will hate that guy as much as I hate Giannis. He's a hateable guy if they play a series. But the big takeaway here, the Cavs are for real.
Yeah.
The Cavs are not going to go anywhere. The Celtics are better. Tatum is better. Like, they're a better team. You're going to get Porzingis back. You're better. And I know the Cavs were a little bit undermanned themselves, but I don't think they're a fraudulent. I don't think they're due for, like, a 7-game losing streak.
I don't either. They were down 17 at the half, and they came out in that third quarter on fire. I mean, that third quarter, I watched that. I said, oh, my God.
Yep.
Celtics are going to blow this. That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking. I was like,
you really are negative.
Well, they scored 40 points in the quarter, Andy. I was
that's
like,
the
NBA. They can't stop them. I thought I thought they were going to ride that wave right to the end. And then the Celtics started hitting their threes again. I mean, it was as simple as that. The Celtics wind up shooting 54% from 3-point range, 22 of 41, which is pretty remarkable for a team that guns as much as they do. Like, they play the averages, but when they play the averages, it's like attempts, right? Not even necessarily may. If we shoot this many threes and we make 36 or 30 whatever percent of them, then we're going to win if we put up this many shots. They shot 41 threes and hit 54% of them and eked this one out. Like, that tells you that Cleveland's for real. Absolutely. And what a fun night. I mean, that's a fun night at the Garden. I'm looking forward to the next time they play each other. They play each other again on December 1st in Cleveland. I got that one circled. And by the way, don't be surprised if you see Cleveland dishing out some hard fouls in that game, because Mitchell got rocked at the end of that game. Like, Tatum going up there and doing that, I said that, ooh, when are they playing them next? Very soon. So it's going to be fresh in everybody's mind. I'd have my head on a swivel if I'm a Celtic
so
in that game.
The only reason I would say that might not happen, it was star versus star. You know what I mean? Like, if
they want to protect their star, don't they?
No, I know, but it was your star that did it.
Right.
And I feel like that makes it a little bit different, whereas if, you know, Peyton Pritchard had done it, I think it may have kind of grown a little more something.
Maybe.
But because it's star versus star, I feel like there might. I don't know. I'm interested to see that. And this is what I talked about with you yesterday. To me, this is how you grow a rivalry.
Exactly.
They're good. It was a dogfight fun game. You knocked them off. Now you got to go to their place. Oh, by the way, at the end of the game in your place, there was a play that was a little questionable. We'll see how you react. Your star, my star, blood, fouls, all of that. So this could grow into a rivalry because they're fun, energetic, young teams with, you know, it's good basketball.
Yeah.
Like, it's good, competitive, up energy type basketball.
Yeah, it is. And for someone who was desperate for a rival for this team, you got one right now. That had everything I wanted. That had all the elements of a rivalry game.
Yep.
It was close. It was exciting. It was violent. I mean, it was a very physical game. Not just that play at the end, but it seemed like all game long. Guys were going right at each other.
There were calls. I was annoyed at the officials at various points for late whistles. And can I challenge that? Can I not challenge that? What the hell were you watching? What's his name? Tony Brothers. Yeah. Him, like, laughing with people, but, like, I don't think you're doing a great job, so stop laughing. This isn't funny. This is a good competitive game between two best teams. So even the officials played their role, and I liked that.
Yeah. Good night overall. 617-779-7937. We got Bruins on the table. We got the Celtics on the table. The New England Patriots taking on the Miami Dolphins this weekend. Gerard Mayo talked about the matchup and his media availability today. Had some interesting insights on it. We'll get to that next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.